A group of dignitaries from Algoma University is traveling across Colombia and Bolivia this week as part of its mission to decolonize education and commitment to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. President and Vice Chancellor Asima Vezina, along with members of the delegation, are meeting with key educational institutions and will participate in a series of notable events to continue developing long-standing partnerships abroad, says a news release issued by Algoma University. We are incredibly excited by the kind of impact we can have on students' education and their lives, and on communities, by leading on the important work of decolonizing education, here and around the globe, says Vezina in the release. This is work rooted in truth and respect for indigenous peoples and cultures around the world. Full text of the news release follows. Algoma University leaders, in partnership with the Instituto de Pueblos, Territorios, Pedagogías para la Paz, Institute of Peoples, Territories, and Pedagogies for Peace, and the Colombian Embassy in Bolivia, are traveling across Colombia and Bolivia this week as the university advances its special mission, its commitment to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP, and the Scarborough Charter. The trip, in support of building decolonial education strategies and building diplomacy between peoples and peacebuilding, serves as a follow-up to the June 2022 and June 2023 visits of Indigenous and Black Afro-Colombian social leaders, educators and authorities to Algoma University and Xinguac Kinumage Gamig, SKG. President and Vice Chancellor Asima Vezina, along with members of the delegation, are meeting with key educational institutions and will participate in a series of notable events to continue developing long-standing partnerships abroad. The delegation attended a reception at the residence of the Ambassador to Canada in Colombia, Marianic Tremblay, joined by various dignitaries, including the Vice Minister of Culture Jorge Zorro. President Vezina highlighted Algoma University's commitment to decolonial education and cultural excellence through the Makwawa Akaigan Project and the Faculty of Cross Cultural Studies, FCCS, reaffirming the delegation's dedication to advancing decolonial education opportunities for the Algoma University community. Quote, Algoma University is driven by our mission to create meaningful change for generations to come, said Algoma University President Asima Vezina. We are incredibly excited by the kind of impact we can have on students' education and their lives, and on communities, by leading on the important work of decolonizing education, here and around the globe. This is work rooted in truth and respect for indigenous peoples and cultures around the world.